Despite what some people think, this is not a replay of the 1960s television show Green Acres. First of all, anyone who remembers the sitcom's signature song knows TV's Lisa Douglas was not much of a singer. Second, she never warmed to farm life as Emily Lodine Overgaard has.
It's a wonderful way of life. It's a very arduous way of life, and I've grown to appreciate how difficult it is in these times to be a farmer. The people here are very kind. The pace is much slower than in Chicago. The drivers are much more polite. When I'm on the road, I usually am sort of frantic. And I just come here and rest up and see my husband, and then I take off again.
It was farming which brought the two together in the first place. Gary Overgaard, who farms near Magnolia, bought a new piece of equipment, a field sprayer. As a thank you, the sprayer company gave Overgaard and its salesmen a free trip to the company factory in Denmark. On the airplane, the farmer and the singer found themselves sitting next to each other. Gary asked what sort of work she did.
After she told me what she did, I just turned to my buddy, the salesman, and I said, I think this is going to be a pretty long, boring flight. And things just took off after that, so what can I say, you know?
Good story.
Yeah, Turned out quite different what I expected.
Instead of boredom, what happened next was 7 hours of nearly non-stop conversation. After parting that day, the two kept in touch, visits followed, and finally, marriage. And that's how the singer and the farmer found happiness and music on the flatlands of Southwest Minnesota. Under her professional name of Emily Lodine, she appeared recently with the Northwest Iowa Symphony Orchestra. The mezzo-soprano has also performed with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, the Lyric Opera of Cleveland, and many others. Lodine says living in the country has made her work harder at her career.
It was probably the best thing I could have done because it gave me a fresh perspective, and it also made me focus a lot harder and keep my contacts up and make my phone calls and not depend so much on my agent to do everything.
The marriage, 3 years ago, of the singer and the farmer produced a new appreciation of different types of music. Gary Overgaard says everyone should see a full-scale opera for its sets, costumes, and singing. That's quite a shift from his bachelor days.
The only Opry I had was a Grand Ole Opry, country western music. So,
Reba. And I've come to like country western music. And I never, in fact, not only did I not listen to it, I thought it was pretty horrible and hokey and corny. And it's there are a lot of incredible artists. Trisha Yearwood has a voice like Pavarotti.
And there were cultural changes. A self-confessed city kid, Emily went straight from the bustles of urban life to the crisis on the farm.
We've had a few acquaintances who have lost their farms, and it's, you know, especially if it's been in your family for years and years, it breaks your heart.
That's not the sort of stuff you heard on Green Acres. If there must be a comparison, it's probably closer to a radio program, one which sometimes features Norwegian bachelor farmers. Gary Overgaard was that bachelor farmer in a past life, and Emily Lodine was a city singer. Both are happy with their new lives. Music is close by, and so is the quiet countryside. This is Mark Stile, Minnesota Public Radio.